The history of popular music, yes, and even classical, is populated, or should we say littered, by one-hit wonders. The Cincinnati Men's Chorus devotes its next concert to these once unforgettable songs. And joining me are Michael Hoffman, who is president of the board of the Cincinnati Men's Chorus and sings in it, and their interim artistic director, Rhonda Giuliano. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so what was the inspiration for this concert?
Exactly like it says. It's, you know, the one-hit wonders that you loved while they were that one hit and that wonder, and just the fun you had with those songs, remembering those songs, the questions you ask yourself, like, whatever happened to them? Or, oh yeah, I remember that song or that group. So it was all just in the spirit of fun and remembering those songs and enjoying those songs once again.
That's right. When you hear a song from your past, it brings up so many memories, whether good or bad. That 16-year-old girl or that 16-year-old boy you had a crush on, and you hear this song and you go, oh my gosh, I remember when I was at school and that dance happened and I got crushed, or she said yes and he said yes. So those good memories of these songs are part of that as well, and history.
What made the shortlist?
Well, I tell you, that was a tough one because there are so many one-hit wonders.
That's right.
And when you start digging into them, the more you find. But the shortlist, Sugar Sugar, More Today Than Yesterday, Billy Don't Be a Hero, Walking on Sunshine are just a few. And we go all the way back from, I think, about 1969 up through 2014. So it's a good historical perspective of some of the one-hit wonders.
And what's the latest one? You said it goes up to 2014.
2014, Shut Up and Dance. Shut Up and Dance. And that was on the number 4 on the alternative song hit charts and was recorded by, I believe, a local band here from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So that's why that's important to us on this concert.
Well, I understand that this is going to be quite the production. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have a number of songs that just the songs themselves bring up visuals in your head, like Mickey. I don't think you can sing that song, hear that song, or think of that song without visualizing cheerleaders that go with it. Also, we've got brand new pair of roller skates. I think there'll be a pair of roller skates or two that you'll see in that. We've got some dancers joining us to help with the production. And so there's a number of songs that have production numbers with them, and we'll have dancers, et cetera.
And who are your cheerleaders and dancers going to be?
They're from the Z Company Dancers. It's a young, fabulous dance school and group. But part of the production is that we will have voiceovers. It's kind of a crossover between a radio show. In the olden days, you turn on the radio and you listen to the top 100 hits on that Friday afternoon or Saturday, as well as a bandstand, because there are some visuals. So you, part of it's just the listening experience. Part of it is bandstand, when people used to bring up the hits and dance to them and have certain things that you related to those songs. So we're going to have some voiceovers. We're going to have some history. We're going to have some video images that will help us put these songs into historical perspective. And I think it'll be quite entertaining.
Are you directing it, Rhonda, or do you have a stage director?
Well, I have help. I have a team, which is great. I am conducting the concert, and we have a wonderful band with full drums and electric guitar and synthesizer, bass, and all that. But I have a writer, Bruce Preston, has helped write some of the script for this concert. And Jeffrey Pitzer is our choreographer, and he has helped with the dance group and choreographing.
If the tempo markings are any indication, this is going to be a fast-paced program, right?
It is. Pop songs, they seem to have one tempo, 124 up to 158. So they move at a clip. They're pretty fun. It's interesting, though, even though I think we have one song that's tempo marking 80. For some people, that doesn't mean anything, but that's pretty normal, 80s. The rhythms within that tempo marking are 16th notes and so quick that it feels like they're fast.
Now, how many men are in the chorus?
There's about 50 of us singing this particular concert. A number of members behind the scenes working the house, et cetera. But there'll be 50 of us on stage singing this concert.
And a lot of soloists?
We do have about 5 or 6 soloists, yes.
Now, is there a one-hit wonder that didn't make the program that you're especially fond of?
Well, not that I'm particularly fond of it, but I just, when we talked about how fast everything was, I thought at one point we could have done You Light Up My Life by Patti Boone, and just because that would have been one slow song. We didn't do that.
There's one in particular that we will be doing as a audience sing-along that you will all recognize from a commercial. It was actually written for a commercial, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. It became a huge hit.
For Coca-Cola.
Yes, it was. And it was originally written for that commercial. And another one we're doing from 2013, Pompeii, from an English group, Bastille, recorded it. It's all about the volcano eruption from Pompeii. And it's really quite a morbid piece, but you would never know it.
Yeah, done very poppy and dancey.
Yeah, and that too ended up on commercials. And so you would recognize that popular tune from a commercial.
And this concert sounds like a real blast. Thank you so much for joining me. Cincinnati Men's Chorus Board President Michael Huffman and Interim Artistic Director Rhonda Giuliano, they are going to be presenting the One Hit Wonders, April 1st and 2nd at the School for Creative and Performing Arts. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance. Don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh.